Thursday night, or Lehei Menachemov, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're doing Hilchos Tisha B'Av. We're in Kuf Chav Dalet, Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, and we're up to Seif Gimel. Shachris and Menichin Tfilin. We don't wear Tfilin Shachris by on Tisha B'Av. Mishum the Tfilin Nikro in Pe'er, Glory. V'gamein Loivshin Talis Gadol. Mishum the Chsiv Bitsa Emroso. We have this pasuk regarding the Paroches. And we're using it here, like with the same type of drasha. You know, the pshuto shel mikra, of course, is that he carried out his word, and the drasha is that he tore his garment. Metargaminan biza purpira delay. So it was used in the previous sif we saw. It was used for the meaning of not having the kapores on the aron kodesh, the paroches on the aron kodesh. And now it's used for the minig not to wear a talis gadol by davening, el lovshin talis cotton, low bracha. This is already a very problematic area in halacha. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out, of course, if you took it off at night and you're putting on your talis cotton in the morning, so of course you have to make a bracha. Why shouldn't you have to make a bracha? Now, there happens to be I'll call it a chassid. There is a thing out there not to make a bracha on a talis cotton. I think the Hasidim don't make a bracha on a talis cotton. And there's a Bach, and there's a lot of reasons given. It boils down to that all too often the talis cotton is not mechuyev in tzitzis. That's really what it boils down to. I mean, I think a Litvish person, an American, a good Litvish, a nice person, should be your children, and as you get older, till you get married, you should be making a bracha on a talis cotton, and you should buy a proper talis cotton in the store and make a bracha on it. So that has to do, I'm talking about all year round now, but there is a segment of people, a group of people, that don't make a, they have a minig, call it, not to make a bracha on a talis cotton. No, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about the Bachram even. Now, the question is what to do Tisha B'Av night. So, if you want to be frum, the best thing to do is to sleep in your talis cotton Tisha B'Av night. And this way you don't have a shiloh, because you're not going to make a bracha in the morning when you wake up. Otherwise, the Mishnah Berurah says yes to make a bracha. But, okay. What should you do if you took it off? I would say to go with the Mishnah Berurah. Even though the Mishnah Berurah only says yesh omrim shetzorich lavorich alavavoker, but if you ask me, like, I don't see the logic of not making a bracha. It's Tisha B'Av, you have to make a bracha. Like, what happened? That you, like, why wouldn't you make a bracha?
Because it's 8 hours until you're going to put on your talis cotton, whatever.
That's not a good reason. No, I don't know the reason.
That's the reason to make the bracha.
Yeah, like, why shouldn't you make a bracha? You're doing the mitzvah, you're putting on a talis cotton. I don't even know why the Mishnah Berurah says Yesh Omrim. I don't know the Cheshbon. I don't hear a good Cheshbon for not making a bracha. So the best thing to do, if you want to fulfill this minig, is to sleep with the talis cotton. Meaning, what do I mean the minig? Because the minig is to fulfill the pasuk of Bitsa Imroso by not wearing a talis. So if you make a bracha, it's like more blatant. So if you keep it, it's under your begodim, it's not seen, or so it's not blatant. But if you want to make a bracha, it's blatant. So that's why it is a fulfillment of the minig to sleep with it. But the mice, if you take it off, I recommend making a bracha. Okay.
Why don't we sleep with it all the year round?
That's a good question. You don't have to. We don't naturally wear four-cornered begadim. So we wear it, and we wear it in the daytime. Since at night it's anyway a shiloh fi mechuyev in tzitzis, even if it's a beged shel, whichever way it goes, maybe it's a beged. But at nighttime you might be potter, even if it's a beged shel yom. So we're not that machmir to do it at night. There are people that definitely do sleep with the talis cotton. There are people that are machmir to sleep with the talis cotton. Umashkimin katzas lebeis hakneses, which we don't exactly do, but we started doing it last year. We moved back from 8 o'clock to 7:45. Instead of starting late, we're keeping it at 7:45. The truth is, we can move it to 7. What? Most people daven even earlier, 7 o'clock. Okay, because you're dealing with a choice of finishing kinos early and then just wasting your time. So better they should do. So that's why I try to start late Ma'ariv at night, and we try to stretch the evening out. So, you know, and then you go to sleep and you wake up.
Good time here, though, that we don't get to all the kinos anyway. Even the speakers.
Yeah. What?
Sometimes you even don't get to the speakers.
Yeah, well. I'm not sure what your point is. Yeah, theoretically we could start 7 o'clock in the morning, but there is a law of diminishing returns at some point. So we're pretty much at the breaking point. I think the shul's program is very admirable, but I think it's just about at the edge. Right. The chiddush last year was that we moved it from 8 o'clock to 7:45. That was last year's chiddush. Okay, but really it's supposed to be mashkim and katsas, because you're not supposed to be sleeping. It's not a time to lay around in bed. But again, it's the balance, and that's what we do. Vein madlikin there, the best is the davar v'sikin. Vein madlikin there, how come there's nobody eager to make a v'sikin minyan like last time? Maybe they will. I don't know, I didn't hear any. No one thought about it yet. There's only a couple days left. It's not partial because we don't allow, they have to stop at kinos. Okay, fine. I'll be there, believe that. They might leak in their tefillah klal, even though if it's dark, we know. Umispalalim gamkein benachas v'derech b'chi, v'omrim mizmul asoda. You might think that not, but we do. Even though it's, it's reminiscent of bringing a carbon toda, and this is a base on Mikdash. Bashliach Tzibur b'chazaras ha-tfilo oimer anena b'goyel ha-rofik b'chol tainas Tzibur, that's like always. He makes a separate bracha, an added bracha in the Shmona Esrei. Beina omer b'chaz kohanim. This is what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. We don't duchen l'maisa. We don't even say l'kenim l'kevel seinu, I don't think. U'lachar ha-tfilo oimer chatzi kaddish. That's normal. No tachanun. I know him l'tachanun. Below Kalerach Hapayim, if it's Monday or Thursday, which it's not even this year. Mishum de Ikri Moed. That's the idea. I mean, it most involved the idea that it's a step in the Geula process as well as being the Churban. Of course, or else why wouldn't you say Tachanun? Okay. Umotzion Sefer Torah, the Koran Kisoy Lidbonim, Utlasa Gavri. It's always the It's always the parish of the upcoming week, which is Vaschana, right? V'nochon she'ole yomar b'lachash koydim ha'brocha baruch dayan emes, which we don't do. Mishabur doesn't bring it down, rather, but we don't do it. Acher kriyas ha'torah omrim chatzi kaddish, which is always the case after kriyas ha'torah. Not always, but in shachris, say. Umaftirin also fasifim, that's in Yirmiyahu, benigin Echa. That's in Yirmiyahu. Machzirin is a sefer Torah, and then you say kinos. V'yeshvim ala oretz, v'omrim kinos. And it's a special din not to walk out in the middle of kinos. Mr. Brewer brings it down. Showing it doesn't concern you. Okay, sometimes you have to walk out to stretch your legs, but it's better to walk around in the shul, I hold, if that's really your intention, not to walk outside. I mean, people go outside, they need a break, but I don't know, it's like, I don't know how chomer this is. It's like a special din, don't walk out in the middle of kinos. I know there's a din not to walk out in the middle of laning, not in the middle of the whole laning, but during an aliyah, and that's very, very chomer. It says, like, mamish, even if you have to go to the bathroom and whatever, you have to hang in there until it's in Gavra Lagavra. It's very chomer not to walk out while the Balkari is laning. But here, I don't know if it's that chomer, but it's brought down. V'yesh la'arech b'emat somach l'tzoharayim, which we do very admirably. With wise, how's he doing this year? Acha kach omim ashrei, v'en omim lam natseach, elu volatzion. Okay, umedalgan is a pasuk when he's those prisi. At that point, everybody's kind of groggy and they're not sure what they're doing. But it's in the kinos. Most kinos nowadays are like a machzer, so you just follow that. Why wouldn't you say the pasuk vanizos brisi? Levisho yanirka makayim bris ala kinos, because we're affirming a bris, and it's not, and we just said kinos, sound kind of weird, especially lemais, it says the lashon bris by the tochacha, so we don't want to affirm that, so to speak. Avol bebeis avol. No one's quite sure to do in a beis avol. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says in a beis avol, b'chol hashana chutz mitisha b'av omer moso. You could say it. Avol b'shavol b'atol midivrei Torah, but he's one individual. There's a whole minyan davening. So hamanachem emeinam b'teilim. V'omer b'ata kadosh. V'omer kadosh sholem b'diluk t'skabel. So, you know, we might think of it as Kaddish Yosom, but it's not Kaddish Yosom. It doesn't belong to the Yosom, it belongs to the Chazan. It's Kaddish Sholem Belitus Kabel. And we said yesterday, we learned why you skipped his Kabel, because we read in Kino Sosam Tfilosi, and it would be inappropriate to say that Hashem should be Mekabel Atfilos. Aleinu Kaddish Yosom, and Osher HaYichud, if you say it every day anyway, Veloshir Sholyom. Okay, but like Peter Maktoris, that's after davening or even before davening. It's not something everybody says, so you don't say it. But nochon shekolechad yichachachach megillus eicha. So I once went through this inyan thoroughly, and I remember reaching. I don't remember. All I remember is I remember my maskana, although I don't remember the whole picture. The maskana was this, like dafka not to read it publicly in the daytime. Which many places do read it, but I remember I felt it was wrong. The lashon is mashma, you're not supposed to read it publicly in the daytime. I don't know what publicly means. If three, four people gather together and sit and someone reads it to them, of course without a bracha, when we're talking about it's only a minute, eicha is only read at night, and so we make a bracha on it. We don't make shechianu, even though. Yeah, because it's inappropriate to say Shechianu. The Shechianu that's made over the Megillah is made over the Megillah. I never understood that, why Kriyas Shir Hashirim and Koheles is so chashuv and rus that it calls for a Shechianu. You're not making a Shechianu on the Yom Tov, right? You're making a Shechianu on the Kriyas on Megillah. Like if Mamash a mitzvah the Rabbanon to read the Megillah, you're making a Shechianu on it. But I guess, yeah, because you see you do. But you don't do it on Tisha B'Av, even though it's on the mitzvah of reading the Megillah. But you don't do it because it's inappropriate, I guess, to say Shechinu B'Tzman U'Gino B'Tzman Azeh. So you're not really B'Simcha. I mean, as we learned in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch the last few weeks, that the Shechianu is more than any, it's not like just, okay, make Shechianu. It's a manifestation of an inner Simcha, which you don't have reading Eicha. Im yesh ovel be'ir, it says in Sif Dalid, so normally he's not allowed to leave his house, but on Tisha B'Av everybody's avelim, so to speak. So holech lebeis haknesos b'layla b'gam b'yom. Yes, k'shayla, some hold not the first 3 days. Achigmer akinos, mutu b'layla s'otor b'likos haftorah. That's very big chiddush. That's what the chiddush Shulchan Aruch holds. It's not in the Mishnah Berurah. That he can get an aliyah and read, and even read the Haftarah, because it's sad things. Sharei kulam aveilim heim. Divrei Torah m'samchin es halev, or at least it's supposed to. Shenemar pikudei Hashem yishar m'samchei leiv, l'chein osu b'tisha b'avlu l'mog Torah, ki im b'dvarim shematzivim es libo, that make you more sad than happy about learning Torah. G'vayim sefer Yirmiyah b'dvar maroim shabo, Upsuke nechoma shabo yidaleg, you should mamish skip it. Vechem peronius halumus olam, you should skip. Shiksuv misham yidaleg. Vechem utalumo the sefer Eov, that's an interesting thing to do. Very good, very difficult Eov. It's sad, but it's mainly a philosophy book. I mean, it's a book of the philosophy of Tzadik Viralo and Rosh Tovlo. So you can learn it with Malbim. It's not going to make you sad. It's philosophical. I don't know if you can learn it with Malbim and explain each pasuk in its depth and its complexity and what philosophical argument is being presented. It means maybe to read Eov with the pashtus of the story. That's very, very, it's very a tragic story. And Eov didn't react so good. Umedrash Eicha, I don't think the art school has yet on Eicha. We actually do. They wanted to make the first volume on Eicha. But they saw after working on it for 5 weeks that no way we're going to make the deadline. We didn't know how long it would take. We didn't know how to pace ourselves. We didn't know what we were doing either. Well, we still don't a little, but you know, you do.
Are they still working?
I'm glad they're not joking. When you do like a new work, like Yerushalmi or Medrash Rabba, you don't quite. We keep having these meetings and talking, like what exactly are we doing, and who was it meant for, and how deep are we going to go, and how not deep are we going to go, and how much are we going to stick to pshat, and how much are we going to bring another pshatim, and it's a whole, it's like it's a very groundbreaking thing to do. So we're constantly feeling our way what we're doing. Medrash Rabba pretty much by now has hit a certain level of, you know, how we're doing it. I'm not happy with it. I think it's too simple. I think it should have been done on a deeper level. Okay, and was Yerushalmi still, we're not sure how to handle it, but we're doing our best. Anyway, the first one was supposed to be Medrash Eicha, and then everybody, and that was a good idea to do Medrash Eicha, because then like everybody's going to run out and buy it, because everybody's looking for something to learn on Tisha B'Av, and you have Medrash Eicha with a good treatment of it, it's really, it could be very meaningful. It could really, but it didn't happen. We didn't know what we were doing, so we started too late, and then we realized we're not going to make it. Okay, Gemara, Perek Elu Megalchen, you can learn the whole Perek, the Mari B'dini Yovel L'Menuda, Uva Hagadu, the Perek HaNazoken, that's a famous Hagadu about the Churban, V'Yushalmi Sofasachos Tainus, the Mari B'Churban. I don't know if I should tell you this, Rafi on his blog has a very interesting, I don't know, like a couple days ago, he has it's like a movie, a video, it's called Ancient Rome, and it has the story of the Churban. Played like on television, movie, I don't know what it's from. But it's very somber. It's not at all like a movie production. There's no romantic interest in it. You know. It's mamash the story of the Churban, and it's, I don't know, it's like the Romans, the whole story with Titus, Vespius, and the Romans, and the cruelty, and Josephus, like the whole thing. So, I don't know if you can't go to the movies on Tisha B'Av, but it really is a good depiction. I know good, but it's done well. It's not frivolous at all. I don't know who put it out. I don't know where it's from. The Mairi Mechurban, so you learn about the Churban. You can read the harp. I recommended reading The Harp. It's a very, very powerful book. Very scary. It's very, very, it depicts, it doesn't mince words about the slaughter that went on and how people were killed and the things they did. It's like reading a book about the Holocaust that's very explicit. Baf Be'elu Shehu Muter Lamed Lilmod, even the areas that you're allowed to learn, we just gave a list. Also, La'ayan Behen Beis Akushia, you can't start being Mithalpel with a Kash and a Teretz, that's Musam Chlev, no matter what you're learning. The Teretz or Drushki Musam Chemes Alev. The Choma, you know, even if you're bothered by a question, you know, so you, if it's a Pshat question, so okay, you know, you want to know Pshat, but sometimes you naturally think deeper, like, what's the Pshat in this? Maybe it's good there's no art scroll on it. Maybe that would be Masam Chilev if the insights section. Okay. V'choma shemut adam ulmud bi'atz v'mutu l'lamin gamim tinokos. What's the chiddush? I'm not sure. He brings down the end of the Mishnah Berurah, says Yitak, I can't learn with tinokos of dvarim wrong. I would have said you can learn with tinokos even not dvarim wrong. Because at the lashon tinok habarech may base a sefer. Mutalikos kol seder ayom. Afilo izel makomon. I'm sure everybody's interested to know that they could say all the karbonos according to the kitzur shulchan aruch. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to be more mitzamtzamit to parshas hatomid and to Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. I forgot about izel makomon. What? Not Peter Maktoris, no. Yeah. And also not at the end of davening. We say it by Mincha. We say the Mamodas ain't long married in the back of some Sidurim. Afila Mishirogal Omer B'chol Yom. So it's called just Seder Hayom of Tfila. But it's not like that. It's called Mamish learning. Afila Ubros Umeinikos have to fast on Tisha B'Av. Unless it's a chashash sakono, we'll see. Afilu ubrus u'meinikos afal pi shemitztaros harbe. You're fasting. Yes, you're weak. You're fasting. Tzrichos la'ashlam atainus. Im lo b'mokom sheish lochus chas b'shom l'sakono. Avol is another kula. Avol chole, someone that's really ill, and sometimes that's very hard to determine. But someone who's ill and has to eat because he's sick, then he's Aval Bishem Bo Sakono Yesh Lokosh Lo Yashlam Hatainis Rak Yisane Eze Shaos. But that's really, it's not like Yom Kippur. There's no din of what we call Shiurim. There's no din like that on Tisha B'Av. If you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to eat. But you should try to fast a few hours. You know, you're not supposed to be ma'adeng yourself. You're not supposed to just eat whatever you want and whenever you want. Even if you're eating, you should eat only lefi tzayrich. There's still a din of, I wouldn't say it's like Yom Kippur, which is mamash an isser to eat. So that isser to eat is always kayam, even if you're not fasting. It is an isser to eat. I'm not sure if Tisha B'Av is the same way or not. Usually we say the Taneisim are that way, that you're not allowed to eat. The only one that's different is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, we're very, the Mekel, it's very light tainus, it's very kuladik, and therefore once we break the fast, we're allowed to eat a whole day. There's no Isra Achila, it's just an Indian to fast. Once you're not fasting because you're at a Siyam, so you don't have to fast anymore. But Yom Kippur wouldn't be like that, right? And all the Taneisim are not like that. So the Hetter to eat is limited to when you feel like you have to eat. There's no such thing. Once you're eating, you can eat. You can only eat with the heter of, for whatever reason, you ate the first time. So let's say you ate, okay, someone comes to me and say, you know, pregnant women, and I felt nauseous and dizzy. So say, okay, eat. You know, if it's an unusual, if you feel dizzy every time you fast, then no. But if you feel unusually dizzy, or you don't usually feel dizzy when you fast, and your mom is feeling dizzy, then about the on Tisha B'Av you don't just go to bed. On Yom Kippur you go to bed. But on Tisha B'Av you should eat. So you should eat. But you can, you know, so you eat enough for the dizziness to pass, and then you, there's no head to stop eating anymore. If you think you'll become dizzy again, then maybe. But otherwise, you know, there is a, we'll call it an Isra Achila, not just a Chi of Tainus, in Lamdish terms. So it's not hefty, you can't just, usually though it's not, I mean in my experience it's not, it's very uncommon. Usually when a person has to break the fast, so they eat, it's not just, you know, they eat what they have to eat. You know, they can't, you don't have to wait till you become dizzy again. If you're becoming dizzy, there's something wrong with your body, you can't be solo fasting. I'm not talking about stomach person. Stomach person, I don't know. If you felt dizzy, a lot of people feel dizzy when they fast. In a pregnant woman, you have to be more careful. Okay, but you should fast a few hours, is the way the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says it. Meaning that you shouldn't fast the whole day if you get sick from it. Violedes Lachar Zayin Yomim, between 7, that would mean anybody that's having a bris on Tisha B'Av. From 7 to 30 days is Kechol HaShem B'Sakono, and therefore she should not fast. Avol B'Shein HaChole, she doesn't have to feel sick. Achim Argeshes Ba'atzma Shehibriya Lagamri V'atainas Lo Yazik Lo Yesh Lo Lahashlim. I think that's very not recommended now. Even my wife, who's a tzaddikas, I think, I'm pretty sure, didn't fast. I made a bris on Tisha B'Av. My son, who was just 11, right, so he was born Beis Av, so the bris was Tisha B'Av, and I'm pretty sure she didn't fast. I don't know if anybody that would, if I would tell someone to fast after 7 days of giving birth, they would think you're nuts. Okay, we'll stop here.